Okay, so Be'ezrat Hashem, we're going to start with Sif Yud Gimel today, and we're going to finish by hook or by crook. We might have to be makatzim on some of these halachos, but we need to finish Kuf Samach Zayin today so we can move on. So let's start with Sif Yud Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Yud Gimel, Hechad lo kavu makom de'aminan shekol echad mevarech la'atzmo. Even though we've established that you could only be motzi other people when there is kvius makom, otherwise you may not. Nevertheless, kevan in kiven hamivarech, if the mivarech had kavana to be moti, v'heinis kavnu latzeis, and they had kavana to be yotze, yatsu the yotze, but yaved, it works, as long as you have kavana. So to understand this din a little better, we have to be makdim a hakdama ktsara. The Gemara says in Ketz Mevarchim, as we've seen, that to be motzi other people, and let's say the bracha of hamotzi, you need kvias. In other words, we don't have the regular halacha of shomea ka'ona. Rather, I could only be motzi you and hamotzi if the two of us are eating together and not just sitting, but at least al pidina de Gemara, reclining. That's halacha, that's the first halacha. And we'll talk later about what that means, bizman hazeh. Did we talk about this, bizman hazeh? Did we talk about mapan, tablecloth, and the like? No? Aye, aye. So what do? We got up to Sif Yud Aleph last time?
We did mention it in passing. I don't know how much detail.
Right, maybe that we only have it at weddings.
All right, so let's talk. I apologize, I forgot. I thought we did this already. Let's go back to Sif Yud Aleph. Okay, now we really have to be, go move quickly. So the halacha that we just said is true, that bizman ha-gemara, to be motzi, somebody else in the bracha of hamotzi, you need to have kvius biyachad. You need to be eating together, not just eating at the same time, but to have some type of tziruf, some type of kviyas. So bizman ha-gemara, that meant heseba. The Gemara says that even if you don't have heseba, but if you are koveya makom, like in the story of Talmidei de Rav, Nechel B'duch de Plan, that is sufficient. The Rishonim point out that bizman hazeh, there isn't heseba. Yeshiva Shalanu is like their Haseba. So it's enough for us to sit. The Beis Yosef, though, quotes the Shita of the Ra'ah that says, seems to say, that yeshiva isn't enough. You need yeshiva al shulchan o mapa, the Lashon of the Ra'ah, which is also in the Chidushi Ha'ra'ah, quoted by the Beis Yosef, but you could also find it in the Chidushim, is Kein hayam in hagam, kishem ischadrim lechol b'chabur achas, kol echad meisiv al almitaso, v'chein lefi min hagenu achshav lecho b'shulchan echad, below shulchan b'mapa achas. So, you know, two choices. You either need a table, or at least a mapa. Maybe that's like a picnic blanket, right? That causes the tziroth. Now, this is actually a very relevant halacha. Well, we'll get to the lemaisin about it in a moment, but an interesting shaila to think about is the following. What about buffets, right? So I'll give you an example. In past years, this year there were Hanukkah parties were all asered. But in past years, we used to have Hanukkah parties. Last year was at our house, Baruch Hashem. A lot of people were there. All of my wife's siblings and their children, 30, 40 people. So there's no room. There was no table that could fit everybody. So it was buffet style. Everybody washed. It's dafka at inyan, as we know, to wash on Chanukah, have shiras, v'tishbachos, to make it into a sudas mitzvah. Great. So everybody washed. So then this shaila came up. Do we bench with the zimun? Lemaisa, for some reason, we know that actually, ideally, one person should make hamotzi for everybody. B'rovam hadras melech. We're not knowing to do that except on Shabbos. Even though l'chora, it's the better thing to do. It's not clear why we're not knowing to do it. One reason, which would have been relevant in this case, is that there were so many people, if one person would be motzi everybody in hamotzi, so it would have taken a while, because by the time everybody washed and got their stuff and the like, would have been a big hefsek. So even though usually we prefer one person to be motzi everybody when there's kvius, so... But in a case where that's going to lead to a hefsek, then we forego that halacha. Now, that being the case, I don't know, what are you asking, Adam?
Wait, do we as Spartan 2 don't, I thought, I mean, W, as I thought, said you should make a mote for everybody. Like one person should make a mote.
Even in the week. Ashkenazim as well.
No, but he said during the week we're not knowing to make one bracha.
We're not knowing, not to say that that's correct. We just, it's generally not done. But, and there are yeshuvim for the practice that it's not done, but ideally you should. The kash is better than the teretz, right? But it happens to be that typically it's not practical during the week. Even for Sfardim, let's give a mashal, right? Let's say you're in Kihlat Beit Yosef, okay? So Kihlat Beit Yosef, they like to have bagels for breakfast. So really, one person should make hamotzi for everybody. So, but the practice, as you know, in Kihlat Beit Yosef is not that way. Everybody makes their own hamotzi. So is there a yeshu for that, right? It's against the Gemara. The answer is that I think that's okay because not everybody, some people starting earlier, some people are starting later. If we were to wait for everybody, that would lead to a big hefsek between the Al Netilas Yadayim and the Hamotzi. And therefore, it's okay to be mechalek, to separate. Now, let's just explain that a little bit better. As opposed to, let's say, a zimun, when it's usher to be mechalek, right? If there's a zimun, everybody ate together, right? Like in Kihlat Beit Yosef, we all ate together. One person can't simply decide, I'm going to bench early and leave. No, he has to wait for the Zimun. Now, if the other Mesubim want to be nice to him and say, okay, you know, you could bench now, we'll answer and we'll bench later. That's fine. That's a nice thing to do. But he can't just decide to leave early. We talked about earlier whether you could have Kavana, Shalul Itztarif, does that work or not? The Ra'ah over here. Leaving that aside, generally speaking, you're not allowed to be mechalek. That's because there's a mitzvah of zimun. You're not allowed to be mevatel that mitzvah of zimun by leaving early and benching on your own. So, but when it comes to the inyan of one person making the bracha, birkas hamotzi for everybody, the stakes are much lower. What do I mean to say? It's an inyan of birovam hadras melech. That's true. But we are willing to, if that would lead to a hefsek or an inconvenience or the like, then we're more makel. It's not an isser. It's an isser to bench on your own when you ate bekvias, right? But it's not an isser to make hamotzi on your own, even though you're eating bekvias. It's just not the ideal way to do it. The ideal way to do it is one person for everybody, b'rovah madras malach. So we're a little bit more makel, right? And you see that agav, even from the Gemara itself, from the story of Talmidei Derav. Because the simple reading of the story of Talmidei Derav is what happened. Everybody made their own hamotzi, and then it came time to bench, and they said, oh, should we bench together? Was there tziruf, linyan, zimun, or not? And they said, oh, yeah, yeah, we don't know what Rav would say over here. They rent their garments again. Then they had this yishuv that, no, that really, since you had nechol b'duch d'plan, that's a kvios, and you could make a zimun, even though there was no Haseba, right? But why didn't they ask that Shaila from the very beginning? They each made their own hamotzi. Well, the answer is, again, the Rishonim and Achronim give different answers, but without getting into too much, you know, getting too complicated, the Pashtus, the answer is because this, or at least part of the answer is, I should say, that the stakes are much lower when it comes to hamotzi than when it comes to zimun, right? Good, good. So now, so let's say, again, going back to my Hanukkah party, Shaila, right? So we didn't eat at a table, right? One person sat here. Some people sat on the couch. Some people sat on the chairs. Some people sat on the floor. Everybody, some people stood, right? Stood around and ate. We didn't have yeshiva al hashulchan. So now the Shaila comes up, okay, what about benching, right? Benching, should we bench with a Zimun or not? Nobody sat around at a table. So L'chaira, if you learn like this Ra'ah, that you either need a Shulchan or a Mapa, we didn't have a Zimun. But what do some of the other Rishonim say? The Me'iri sounds like, even further, the Me'iri sounds like you need Shulchan u'Mapa, because he writes, this is a Mem base, I'm a base, Ella lididhu, by them they need haseba. Lididan bimapa vishulchan. You need both. Wow, that's even more machmir. Not just a shulchan, a mapa and a shulchan. Presumably that means where the derech is to have a mapa on the shulchan. That creates the kvias. And likewise, Rabbeinu Yona, lamed amad beis, di maschle va'od, sounds the same way. Aval achshav shem min hagenu lechol kulanu b'shulchan echad, umapa achas, ein tzarech haseba acheres, ela b'zeh bilvad mitstarfim, where mitstarev b'shulchan echad v'mapa achas. Sounds like you need both. However, the tour isn't mazkir mapa, and that's up to the Rush. The Rush simply says, "V'ha'idna she'en anu regila beseva, yeshiva shalanu have kvias keseba didhu." Our yeshiva is like their haseba. Doesn't mention mapa. Doesn't mention shulchan. Right. So we have here three different views. The Rush, the Tor say, yeshiva's enough. The Ra'ah said you need either shulchan or mapa. The Meiri and Rabbi Yonah sound like you need both. Is it a machlokas? Could be it's a machlokas. Maybe the pshat is that those that are more machmir, like Rabbeinu Yonah, the Meiri, and maybe even the Ra'ah, they say you need a maisa mochiach an kvias. It's true that we don't have a seba to create a positive maisa hamochiach al kvias. If you remember, we saw that type of lashon in the Ritva and the Ra'ah, so it could be Ra'ah l'shitaso, that you need a maisa hamochiach that there's kvias. In the olden days, that was a seba. Nowadays, yeshiva al shulchan or yeshiva b'mapa achas. Masha'en kein, the Rosh, they just say, no. As long as you don't have a maisa hamochiach al ikvias, that's enough. So like the Beis Yosef says, standing, that for sure is not going to count, even bizman hazeh. But if you're sitting, so you don't have a maisa mochiach an kvios, but you don't have a maisa mochiach an ikvios, that's good enough. So that, if we wanted to say it's machlokas, that would be, perhaps that's the machlokas. That would be the machlokas. Do you need a maisa mochiach an kvios or not? However, from the fact that the Beis Yosef over here, Paskins like the Ra'ah, he doesn't say it's tali in a machlokas. He doesn't say, oh, you know, look, the Tor says one thing, but the Ra'ah says something else. And then he even paskins up the Ra'ah. He didn't quote Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ra'ah and the Meiri, but he quotes the Ra'ah. He didn't say, oh, you know, this is a machlokas. It's mashma that the Beis Yosef didn't view this as a machlokas. It sounds like the Beis Yosef thought that everything is tali in a minhag. In other words, in a place where the minhag is to use a mapa, then you need a mapa, even though that condition isn't mentioned in Shas. And in a place where Shulchan is needed, then a Shulchan's needed. But what the Beis Yosef does make clear is Amida isn't enough. Why? That's because Amida is a raya to lack of kvias. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch and Sifyut Aleph paskins like the Ra'ah. So, like we said, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you need a table or at least a picnic blanket or something like this. See, that's the way Paskins. That's the way Paskins. Now, then the Shulchan Aruch adds something very strange. He writes that afilu kavu makom lekviasan o bal habayis im bnei beiso lo mahani el im ken yashvu b'shulchan echad o mapa achas. Right? That's the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch. Let's read again, just because it's a very tough line to understand. Va'idna, she'en anu regilin be'seba, yeshiva didan b'shulchan echad, o b'lul shulchan b'mapa achas, again, passing like the Ra'ah, you need shulchan or mapa, havi kvias, va'filu livnei chabura, kehasebo didhu dami, ule didan, afilu kavu makom lachilasan, o ba'alba'isim ne be'so, lo mahani elim ken yashvu b'shulchan achad o b'mapa achas. So this is a very, very big chiddush. Why is it such a big chiddush? Because maybe when they're koveya makom lachilasan, then you don't need shulchan or mapa. Just like when you're koveya makom, you don't need haseba, right? And let's say even further. The Gemara story of Talmidei de Rav, right? So maybe we'll say no, that that Shulchan or Mapa are absolute requirement. Just like Amida, even Kfiyas Makom doesn't work, right? Because Amida is a raya of lack of Kfiyas. So too, lack of Shulchan, lack of Mapa shows Ikfiyas. Maybe that's the answer. Maybe that's why the Shulchan Aruch says, even if you're Koveya Makom, if you don't have a Shulchan or a Mapa, it doesn't work, right? Even if you're Koveya Makom. In theory, I think that's a very logical position. Except, L'chora, it's against the Gemara. Because L'chora, by the Talmidei de Rav, all they had was Kviyas Makom, Nechel B'doch Teplan. They had Kviyas Makom like they Dibur. They definitely didn't have a Shulchan. Doesn't sound like they had a Mapa either, right? They might have been sitting near each other. They weren't Mefuzarim Mefuradim. They were near each other, but they didn't have Shulchan Echad, they didn't have Mapa Achas, and the Gemara says that Kviyas Makom Aydei Dibur were sufficient. So the psak of the Shulchan Aruch seems like it's against the Gemara. And it's very difficult to say, well, maybe the Gemara is talking about Kviyas for Zimun, but there's a different level of Kviyas for Hamotzi. That doesn't seem to make sense, because the Pashtus is, and we're going to actually analyze this more detailed later, but for now we'll say the Pashtus is that we're not machalik between Birkas Hamazon and Hamotzi. Whatever the Kviyas is for Hamotzi is the same level of Kviyas for Birkas Hamazon. So that's question. Those are two questions, right? Number one, question number one is, why doesn't Kviyas B'dibur overcome the lack of table? Question number two is, don't you see from the Gemara in the Maisa of Talmidei de Rav that Kviyas Makom Aydei Dibur overcomes lack of table? And I'll ask an internal stira as well from Sif Yud Bey. Sif Yud Bey says, let's say you have a bunch of people that are riding. Now they're going to eat, right? They're not going to get off their horses to eat. So the Shulchan Aruch says that, well, if they stop riding, they stand on their horses in place. So then, even though everybody's eating their own sandwich, but they didn't get off their horses, there's tziruf. Because why? Amdu b'makom echad. In other words, even though Amida, you can't have tziruf, but yeshiva on a horse is like yeshiva. It's not like Amida. The horse is standing, but you're sitting. You're sitting on a horse. So the three of us are sitting together, each one of us on our horse, there's tzira. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Now, it's pretty pashut that they're not talking about, there's no table here, right? There's no mapa achas. Each one of us is on a horse. And what do you see over there? You see over there that there's tzira. So that's the Gra Shaila. So the Gra says, you see that there's a toe sulfur in the Mechaber. When it says Shulchan Echad, right? He says, Tzarech Iyon Masha Kasa Midithu Shekviyas Makom Mahani Bilvad. And he asks the Kashas that we asked on the Shulchan Aruch. V'nira de toe sulfur hu. V'chitve de lashon de lishna de liyal nakat. It just used the same lashon earlier, but it's not really true. Meaning to say, if you had Kviyas Makom, even without Kviyas Makom Aydei Dibur, we say, let's get together and eat now, right? Even though there's no table, no tablecloth, there is tzira, right? Nechel b'doch teplan overcomes the lack of Shulchan Umapa. Now, Sif Yud Beis makes perfect sense, right? The story of Talmidei de Rav makes perfect sense. According to this, going back to the buffet shaila that we had, the Hanukkah party shaila. So what would the din be? If we had kvius al yedei dibur, so then there would be tziruf, even though we didn't share the same table. That's what the Gra would say. But is there a way to be miyash of the Shulchan Aruch without saying it's a tau sofer? The answer is l'chora, there is. You have to be machalek between a place where it's shayach ha-shulchan to a place where it's not shayach ha-shulchan. Oh. Sif Yud Aleph is talking about a case where it's shayach shulchan o-mapa, like in a house or in a chatzer. So in that case, we say if they don't eat at the same table or tablecloth, That's a raya of ikvios. That's equivalent to standing. But baderech, when they're on the road, like they're sitting on their horses, or even they're not sitting on their horses, but they're sitting down, you know, by the edge of the road, eating lunch, it's not shayach shulchan. You have no tables in the middle of the road. It's not shayach mapa, who has a gigantic tablecloth to hold all the tamid derav. In that case, the lack of shulchan, the lack of mapa, isn't a chisaron. And that's what the Magen Avraham says, Sifkan Chavav. So b'kitzer, we have a machlokes here between the Magen Avraham and the Mechaber. The Magen Avraham and the Gra. According to the Gra, Kfiyas Makom Leidei Dibur works, at least if you're sitting. You never need a shulchan, you never need a mapa. Kviyas Makom Leidei Dibur overcomes all the problems. So even if you're in your house, right? Again, the Hanukkah party at the house where nobody's b'shulchan achad, nobody's b'mapa achas, but you had kviyas makom, you said, necho b'duch t'plan. So then, according to the Gra, there is tziruf. You can be motzi each other in hamotzi. And even more importantly, you could make a Zimun, and you would have to make a Zimun. But according to the Magen Avraham, not so simple. Bishlama, when you're riding on horses, or you're on the side of the road, so then Necho B'duchta Plan works, even though there's no table, there's no mapa in a house. Not so pashut. Because it's Shayach Shulchan.
It's Shayach Shulchan in the house. It's Shayach Shulchan. Yeah? Yeah. I don't take over. I have to unmute.
Why aren't you writing the notes?
Me, I'm writing notes on my Google Doc. What do you mean?
I thought we were doing our sharing Google Docs.
But how are you going to write the same notes at the same time?
Huh?
You want to write
the notes
at the same time? All right, Hever, let's talk about Agala, yeah? So what does this teach us about Agala versus Svina? No?
So the Bir Alafa in Alafa Bura has this.
Actually?
Yeah. Quote the Gra. No, he doesn't have the whole shtickle, but he has it. The Graf Sanzer says like the Graf.
Okay.
I think so.
Do you think Rabbi Weirblum's still speaking?
that's what Yeshu just asked. Rav David says is that Mayan Midvarim Yer Nechocha Sher Gishu because Yehanal Yishu Tzvas Hashulchan Aruch Baze. Means he, I think he passes like Shulchan Aruch, not like the Gra. Pashtus. So, what do we think about a plane? Can we midstarf on a plane, Chevra? Hashu, no. According to Aaron, for sure.
We discussed this.
Yeah, we discussed all this, yeah. I stopped it before. It always restarts anyways when he comes back. I don't know.
I'll rub a leader blank or... I don't have my phone on me.
Call him, yeah, call. You don't think he knows? Ravi's muted.
Yeah. Okay. Do you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Well, it depends where, meaning where'd we stop?
I don't know. My computer crashed. So
we stopped at Map, meaning explaining the mugging of Ram versus the Gra. So we explained the Chalak.
Ah, so good. So basically, again, so here was the Machlokas. The Machlokas is that under what circumstances does Kvius Makom work? So according to the mugging of Ram, that is only in the case where you can't have a table. In a case where it's not shayach to have a table, it's not shayach to have a mappa. So then kfius makom works when you have yeshiva, because a lack of shulchan isn't a reyasa. Masha ein kain, if you're in a house, so then, oh, Moshe's here. Masha ein kain, if you're in the house, so then there's no chisaron. Masha ein kain, according to the Gra, what's the din? According to the Gra, anytime you have kvias makom ayde dibor, then it works, right? Then there's tziruf. Good? We're all together? Halacha l'maisa, it sounds like the Bir Halacha is nota to follow the opinion of the Gra. And therefore, if you have kvias makom bebayis, like the buffet, even where there isn't, mapa v'sholchan, so then we would still say that the kviyas makom works, and you could bench with the ziman. Yes, Yosef.
I was a little bit confused in the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, because in the Shar Tzion, Sif Katan and Dalid. So it sounds like he implies that you need davka al shulchan echad. So meaning you're right. So the Berlacha is noted towards the Gra, it seems like, but then I could be missing something. Shar Tzion Sifkatan Nundalad.
Shar Tzion which Sifkatan?
Nundalad.
Nundalad. So let's look here. So the Shar Tzion is going on Mishnah Bura Nun Dalad, right? No, which one?
The Mishnah Bura Sif Katan Samach Aleph.
Samach Aleph. Okay. Kevan Sha'amdu wrote Salam and Bazen Akshad Kamo Yeshiva Mahani. Kevan she'amru no'chal ve'echinu b'zeh makom l'achilasan v'kanal sif yud alef. He says, ava b'lo amru no'chal lo mehani afilu l'didan to yeshiva tzleinu havi kaseba dabin and dafka shulchan echad. So it sounds like the Magen Avraham. But then, like you're saying in the Bir Halacha, it sounds the other way.
Right.
Yeah. So halacha. So I think maybe he's explaining the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. In other words, the Gra is basically disagreeing with the Shulchan Aruch. He's saying it's a tosofer, but it's against, we'll say, the Shulchan Aruch as printed before us. So that's what he clarifies in the Gra. So if you were to ask me, the Mishnah Berurah is paskening like the Gra. The Mishnah Berurah is paskening like the Gra. So if you had kvius makom, even though there's no shulchan, then that's sufficient. That's sufficient. Okay, good. Okay, one other small thing that comes up over here is the inyan of balabayas. The Rishonim quote from the Yerushalmi, and the Rama paskins this way, that Baal Habayis in B'nei Beiso dehave kehasebo. In other words, even Bizman HaGemara, you didn't need Haseba when it's a Baal Habayis in B'nei Beiso. But if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, he says something very surprising. He says what? That's because they're Negrar and Acharav. Right? Look at Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan nun vav im bnei beso mishum de negrarin acharav shehu mesav lekach mitstarfim imo. In other words, since the Baal HaBayis is mesiv, even though the rest of them aren't mesiv, still that's a kviyas echad, he could be motzi them. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So what does it sound like? But if the Baal HaBayis isn't mesiv, then there is no tziruf. So then you have to say, well, when the Ramah said that it meant kehasebu, what does that mean? That means it's going on in Bnei HaBayis. In other words, even though the Ramah sounds like everybody, right? Baal HaBayis and Bnei Beiso, Dehavi Kasebo sounds like Baal HaBayis with Bnei Beiso, even though nobody is being mesiv, there's kviyas. But the Mishnah Berurah is saying, no, what's the pshat? It means the Bnei Beis are nigra racha the Baal HaBayis, but the Baal HaBayis is mesiv. So it means it's Havu Kasebo, even though they're not mesiv. That's what sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is reading. Now the problem is that's against the Magen Avraham. Because if you look at the Magen Avraham, Sif Katan Chaf Hei, he writes, "Imiktsasan mesubin, achon mevarchel kulam, af she'enan mesubin." From the Shilta Giborim, let's say you have a group of people. Half of them are mesubim, half of them aren't mesubim. Is there tziruf? Says the Magen Avraham, "Yes, there is tziruf. You don't need everybody to be mesiv. It's enough for some of them to be mesiv." Now that's true even without one of them being a Baal HaBayis. Right? So how could the Mishnah Berurah write that's true only when one of them is a Baal HaBayis? So the answer is that the reason why the Mishnah Berurah could say this is because he disagrees with that Magen Avraham. If you look at the Bir Halacha, Dibar Maschil below Haseba, he quotes the Magen Avraham and he asks on it. He asks on the Magen Avraham, he says basically, Demas Nisan Mayri Bein Bebirkas Hamotzi, Bein Bebirkas Hamasun, V'chadina L'tarvayhu. And the crux of his question, I don't want to get into the nitty gritty, but the crux of his question is he shows that since we equate Birkas HaMotzi and Birkas HaMazon, then you can't say like the Magen Avraham. And therefore, he's saying this din is only true if one of them is the Baal HaBayis. In other words, his Iker Kasha is that our Mishnah is talking about Bein Birkas HaMotzi, Bein Birkas HaMazon, they have the same din. So what's the Magen Avraham going to say? It could be that the Magen Avraham says that we don't perfectly equate Hamotzi and Birkas HaMazon. Now we're going to see in one moment, this is a tremendous hakdama to the next Sif Yod Gimel, that this is actually a machlokes again between the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Yod Gimel, which is to what degree do we equate Hamotzi and Birkas HaMazon. So we'll explain where that comes up. But keep that in mind that this machlokas over here is actually going to play out even more extraordinarily in Sif Yud Gimel. So let's talk about Sif Yud Gimel. So we already started Sif Yud Gimel by accident before, right? And now we're going to elaborate. So what do we know? Again, we know that to be motzi somebody else in Hamotzi, you need kviyas biyachad. That relates to bread. With respect to other things, so then it's a machlokas in a gemara whether you need haseba and whether or not. But so says the Beis Yosef over here, he quotes the Rokeach, and the Rokeach says, "Im lo kav makom lahem kol echad mevarich la'atzmo, v'im kivein ha-mevarich la'hotziyam, v'heim kivnu latzeis yatzu." So even though l'chatchila we need Haseba for one person to be motzi everybody, but b'diavad, if they have kavana, it works, right? So if Reuven and Shimon are eating together, Reuven has kavana, I am going to be motzi you, Shimon, and my bracha, even though they didn't have haseba, let's say they're both standing, still, that works. Good. The truth is, Rokech doesn't say l'chatchil or b'diavad, but then the Beis Yosef says, this is the same thing as the Tshuvas HaRashba. And the Rashba, if we look that up, says clearly it's B'diavad. Well, let's look at the Rashba. She'ela. Birkas al hagefen, v'cheinami birkas ha-peiro, shekavu alein suda. So you're making a meal out of peiros. Imayachid motzi arabim yedecho vasan, tshuva, b'diavad kol shebirecha echad v'shamu chaveiro yatsu, t'shomea ke'oneh. So So what's this Shaila talking about? What's the Rashba talking about? L'chor, the Rashba is talking about Bracha Achrona. The Rashba has the following Shaila. Maisim b'chol yom. Two people are eating grapes together. Or, for that matter, cookies together. A Kiddush, right? A Kiddush. So after the Kiddush is over, somebody gets up, he makes a clap, he says an alamichya, and everybody in the Kiddush has kavana to be otze. Are they otze? Does it work? So first of all, should they be doing that l'chatchila? Absolutely not. Why? Ein zimun l'peiros. The only time you could be motzi someone in benching, l'chatchila, is when there's a zimun. However, says the Rashba, does it work b'diavad? Yes. The din of ein zimun l'peiros is l'chatchila. B'diavad, you could be motzi, you can't make a zimun, you can't say rabbi sign of areich, but you could be motzi someone else in a bracha achrona on peiros. And he brings a raya. Even by Birkas HaMazon, we say, Chacham Ivarchu Bor Yotze. Let's say, even though l'chatchila you shouldn't be motzi somebody else in benching unless you have a zimun. But let's say, it's just two people, it's mitzvah l'chalik, but one of the guys, there's no benching bal peh, and you don't have a bencher. Or you do have a bencher, but he doesn't know how to read Hebrew, or whatever it is. So then, one person could be motzi another person, even without a zimun. So same thing over here. So what's the din by the Kiddush? Is it right for everybody to be yotze? No, it's not right. What should they really do? They should make an alamichya on their own, or at least read it along, mila b'mila. But b'diavad it works. So why do they do it in a Kiddush? They do it in a Kiddush because l'maisa, if you don't have one person make alamichya for everybody, lots of people are going to leave without making alamichya at all. So this is better than nothing. Plus there are a lot of people that have a suffix shir, so they wouldn't be able to make it on their own anyway. So this is better than nothing. But you should still tell people that this is not the proper thing. Everybody should really be making their own bracha achrona. Azayzak the Rashba. Good. So that's what the Rashba says. Now, the Rashba and the Rokeach then are talking about a little different things, right? The Rokeach is talking about bracha rishona without kvias. Could I be motzi you and hamotzi, let's say, without kvias, without a seba? And the Rokeach says, yeah, it works, b'diabed. The Rashba is talking about a bracha achrona, but the Beis Yosef over here is mashva them. Why? Very simple, because the Beis Yosef thinks that there should be no difference. Now, one second. Is that really true? Do we equate bracha rishona and bracha achrona? We don't really. For example, on bracha rishona, I could be motzi and hamotzi as long as we did haseba. We don't need a zimun. For birkas hamazon, it's only when we have a zimun. Right. Now, the truth is Rashi, maybe we'll talk about Rashi later. This is a Gishmak Rashi. Rashi thinks that they're Talis Abba Zemamish, right? Rashi holds that I should only be able to be Motzi you and Hamotzi if there's three of us eating together, Rashi at the beginning of the seventh parak. But we don't accept that, Rashi. We say no. For Bracha, we've shown that two people could be Motzi each other. But for Birkas HaMazon, only when there's a Tziruf. Only when there's a Zeman, I mean. But the Beis Yosef says, yeah, that's true, but that's irrelevant. Because really, anytime there's tziruf, one person could be motzi the other guy. Happens to be that when two people are eating together, there's tziruf for bracha rishona. So you can be motzi the other guy and hamotzi. Not only could you should. When it comes to birkas hamazon, so we'll talk about the different reasons later, but let's quote one of the reasons. Tosfos has one of his reasons. It's very simple. It says that, look, the kviyos, the tziruf is bato by the time we got to benching, because we're finished eating, right? So we're ready to go on our ways. Do we still have a kviyos biachad? No. The only time we're still going to have a kviyos biachad is when there's a choivas zimun. That means when we are obligated to remain connected to bench together, to have a zimun. So then the kviyos continues, and I can be motzi in benching. But otherwise, as soon as we finish eating, our kviyos is done. So therefore, l'chatchila, I can't be motzi you without l'chatzchila. But b'diavad, it works. So again, b'kitzer, according to the Beis Yosef, again, by being mashveh, the Rokeach, and the Rashba, holds that we fundamentally equate bracha rishona and bracha achrona. We're not mechalek between them in a fundamental way. In certain technical ways, there are differences, like we said, because by the time you're finished eating, the kthios breaks without a zimun. So therefore, the only way I could be motzi and berkas hamazon is if there's a chovas zimun l'chatchila. But fundamentally, they're the same. Good? So that's, yes, Yosef.
Previously, we've said, to explain maybe in the Ritva why there's a difference between other brachos achronos and benching, that when it comes to benching, so there's a requirement to stay in the same spot to say your bracha achrona. So mashenkin other brachos. So lechora, even without a
mashenkin other brachos, what mashenkin other brachos? I shouldn't be motzi you ever,
right?
Even when there's a kviyos, right? That's perfectly fitting with this idea, meaning to say, the yesod over there is that there is, why is it ein zimun leperos? Why is it that lechatchila, there's never a situation where one person is motzi the other person in main shalosh? That's because, since according to the Ritva Paskins, that main shalosh is not davar shekavua bracha achrona b'mekoma, right? That's we don't necessarily paskin like that Ritva. We say, well, we do mikra in paskin like that Ritva, that we say l'chatchila, it's better to be machmir, like Rashbam. Rashbam says that all me'ein shalosh, you should be, make the bracha b'makom that you ate. But let's say the Ritva thinks, really, it's okay for me to eat my mizonos over here and make my bracha achrona over there. So therefore, I don't have to stay here. So all of our kvius has been broken, and therefore, I can't ever be motzi you in a bracha achrona. And that's why, if you held that, like Rabban Gamliel, that you bench on Shivas Aminim, so then what would the din be? Then the din would be that I have to stay here for benching. Oh, and once the din is, I have to stay here for benching, so maybe I could be motzi you.
Yeah, but that doesn't work for what we're saying over here in the Rokeach, meaning for the Rokeach. And the comparison that the Beis Yosef is trying to bring between the Rashba and the Rokeach, so it's no good, because we're trying to explain why Birchas HaMazon is different than Bracha Rishona, because by the end of the meal, you're ready to part. But that doesn't work so well when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, because, yeah, you might be ready to part, but there's still something that's tying you together here.
Correct. What you're saying is like this. This I don't think it relates to the Beis Yosef per se. It's a hara on the Ritva, right? Which is that according to the Ritva, l'chora, even when two people are eating together, one person should be able to be motzi the other person in Birkas HaMazon, even when there's no zimun. Why? Because it's ton racha acharet b'mekomo, right? And that's it. So that's an independent question. Why is it, or maybe it's not? According to the Ritva, maybe. Would you say that l'chatchila, one person could be motzi the other person even without a zimun? So l'chora not, because we say shnayim mitzvah lechalik. But why? There's the kvius has continued, right? So that's a shayla on the Ritva, right? It's a shayla on the Ritva. The Ritva might say it's mitzvah lechalik. What does that mean? Mitzvah lechalik means, as we'll see shortly, this is half the Rishonim actually do say this. Mitzvah lechalek doesn't mean that you can't be motzi. It means mitzvah min amovchar lechalek. Mitzvah min amovchar. It's better for each person to say their own benching. Once there's no zimun, so you had ana, you say your own benching. Don't be yotze with his benching. It's only once there's a zimun, whereby the benching would be a single unit, nevarech. That's when one person should be motzi another person, but otherwise not, right? So we'll get to that point a little bit later. It's a good question, but that's more of a ha'ara independently on Shitas HaRitva, right? Why is it that we say two people that eat together, mitzvah lechalik, according to Ritva, the kvios is nimshach ad labirkas hamazon, since it's ton bracha achara v'makomo. The answer I'm saying is, yeah, in achanami, l'chatchila you could be motzi the other guy in benching. That's a din l'chatchila. It's not mitzvah min amuvchar, but it is l'chatchila. Good? Good. Okay. Good. So that's the base Yosef. Now let's go back to the Rashba. So again, the Rashba's talking about what case? If we look at a Shaila, he says it's talking about where they're kavu l'peiros, right? He says explicitly in the Shaila. Talk about a couple of people who eat together, b'kvius for peiros. The Beis Yosef thought that this is true even without kvius. Why did he make that jump? The answer is because the Beis Yosef said there is no such thing as kvius or peiros, right? So even if lo kavu, that's true as well. In other words, the Beis Yosef says, when Beis Yosef says, I'm going to jump from the Rashba to the Rokeach, he's making two jumps. Number one, he's jumping from Bracha Chona to Bracha Rishona. Number two, he's jumping from Kvius to non-Kvius, because the Rashba's talking about Kavu. The Rokeach Tafka talking about low Kavu. But the Beis Yosef says that doesn't matter, because fundamentally, Bracha Chona and Bracha Rishona are the same thing. And you're going to tell me that, but the Rashba is talking about kavu l'peiros. The Beis Yosef says no such thing. There's no kvius l'peiros. So therefore, the Beis Yosef has no problem jumping from the Rashba to the Rokeach. Right? Oh. Now, to better understand this and to consider whether this Beis Yosef is correct, let's look at the Makor HaDvarim, what the Rashba actually says on that Gemara on Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis. So what does the Gemara say on Mem Hei Amid Beis? Amar Rav Yochanan, Shnaim She'achlu Ke'achas, Echad Mehen, Yotzei Bevirkas Chabeiro. Zavinan Ba, Mai Kamash Malan, Tanina, Bishama V'lo Ana Yatza, Amar Rav Zeira, Lomar She'en, Birkas Hazimun, says the Gemara. Two people living together, one person could be Motzi. The Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? Don't we know? Shomea, the lo anayatza, if you hear, even if you didn't say amen, you're yotzei. So certainly, one person could be motzi the other person. So Reb Zeira answers, she'en berkas hazimun. Yeah, but they don't make a zimun. So Rabbi Yochanan seems to be saying that one person could be motzi the other person in berkas hamazon, even though there's no zimun. Good? So Aaron, you and me, we eat lunch together. I could be motzi you in Birkas Hamazon, even though we can't make a zimun because it's just the two of us. Great. All that's great, except that it contradicts the Gemara later on. Rabbi Yochanan contradicts the Gemara later on because the Gemara later on says, Shnaim she'achlu ke'achas mitzvah lechaleg. Two people eat together, they should bench separately. B'med v'amamur k'shneim sofrim. Avalechad sofer v'echad bor. Sofer mevarich v'or yotzei. But if Aaron and I are reading together, right? Aaron is a sofer, I'm a boor, then he could be motzi me. But if we're both sofer, and we both know how to bench on our own, then he shouldn't be motzi me. So there's a stira, right? Rabbi Yochanan says, two people ate together, one person can be motzi the other one, because I'm mazon, even though there's no zimun. The Gemara later on says that's only if one of them doesn't know how to bench. But if they both know how to bench, they should both bench independently. Mitzvah lechalek. So we have a stira. So if we look at the Rashba over here, he gives two answers. The first answer of the Rashba is that Rabbi Yochanan didn't know about this Braisa. Now, as Rabbi Yochanan held, yeah, lechatchila, two people eat together, one could be motzi the other one. And it's against the Braisa. And lechoira, if we paskin like the Braisa, which presumably we do, then we don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says one person could be motzi, another person is a Muslim, but we paskin that's only by echad sofer ve'echad bor. But Shnei Sofim, you can't. Answer number two that the Rashba says is that when the Braisa says mitzvah lechalek, that means mitzvah mina muvchar. But lechatchila, one person can be motzi the other one. Good. So according to that reasoning, that interpretation, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin like the Braisa. And that means lechatchila, Aaron and I eat together, even though we both know how to bench, Aaron could be motzi me, but mitzvah mina muvchar, lechalek. Which answer is his Iker answer? Not clear. Over here on Daf Mem Hamid Beis, he brings both answers. But if you look back at the Rashba and Mem Beis Hamid Beis, we spent a lot of time on this Rashba. And over there, it sounds like he's so saying like the second answer. Because remember over there, the Rashba asks, why do we need Haseba for one person to be Motzi, the other person in Hamotzi? Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say that by Birkas Hamazon, even though there's no Zimun, one person could be Motzi, the other person? Now, is that a good Kasha? According to the second answer, it's a great kasha. According to the first answer, it's not such a great kasha because we don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. The very fact that the Rashba is so astounded, why can't I be mochi another guy, right? And he brings a raya from Rabbi Yochanan, so it's Rabbi paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, which is more meduyak like the second answer. So could be that the Rashba really thinks that the second answer is correct, but it's not 100% clear. Now, L'chayra, both of these answers are against the Rashba and Shuvah that the Beis Yosef over here refers to. Because what does the Rashba say in Shuvah? Right? Over there, what does he say? He says, Rabbi Yochanan's din is b'di'eved b'na'al l'chatchila. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan says, I could be mochin b'rkas hamazon, even though there's no zimun. That's a din b'di'eved, not l'chatchila. That's another answer to the question, right? What was the Rashba's kasha? There's a steamer between Rabbi Yochanan and a Braisa. Rabbi Yochanan says, Aaron could be mochin in b'rkas hamazon. The Braisa says, that's only if I'm an amaretz, right? What's the answer? Rashba answer number one, Rabbi Yochanan's against the Braisa. Rashba answer number two, Rabbi Yochanan is l'chatchila, but not mitzvah min ha-bofchar. Rashba and Tshuva answer, Rabbi Yochanan is b'di'eved, the Braisa's l'chatchila. It's similar to answer two, but not exactly. Because answer two is explicit that it works l'chatchila, just not mitzvah min ha-bofchar. The Rashba and Tshuva answered the question, there's a chiluch between l'chatchila and b'di'eved. Now, in the Chidushin, the Rashba considered that answer and he rejected it. He says, no, it's not mashma like that, because Rabbi Yochanan sounds like it works even l'chatchila. So I don't know how to resolve it, but it seems that the Rashba has three answers. Two in Chidushim, one in Tshuva. Okay. So then, how do we paskin? So at the very least, the Beis Yosef, who says we paskin like the Rokeach, and moreover, the Rokeach and the Rashba are saying the same thing. So the Beis Yosef thinks we paskin like the Rashba and Tshuva. Gishmak. So does everybody agree to that? Not so fast, says the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Katan Chav Ches, says, I disagree with you, Beis Yosef. First, he disagrees in the Shita of the Rashba. Then he says, besides that, everybody argues with the Rashba. But first, let's talk about his dispute within Shita Sarashba. So says the Magen Avraham, take a look. Ubitshuva Sarashba Shekasav Harav Beis Yosef Ein Raya. There's no Raya that the Rashba agrees with the Rokeach. Deshani Hasam Afal Gav Dein Zimun LePeros Mikol Makom Arei Kavul Yachad V'Yatzu B'Di'Eved. When is it true that it works B'Di'Eved? The Rashba and Tshuva said it works B'Di'Eved. What's that talking about? Kvius. He said it's talking about Kvius. That was the Shaila. And that's the raya he brought. He brought a raya from the Gemara. What was the Gemara talking about? What was Rabbi Yochanan talking about? Two people that were kavu biachad. That's when one could be motzi the other b'di'eved. Oh. So what does the Rashba hold? Just because the Rashba holds, I could be motzi you b'di'eved in Birkas Hamazon. And not only that, but even Mein Shalosh, if Kavu Biachad. True. But that doesn't mean I can be Motzi and Hamotzi when we're not Kovei Biachad. You can't jump from Bracha Achrona to Bracha Rishona. That's the Magen Avraham Shaila. What did Beis Yosef think? He disagreed. He thinks that the only reason why Ein Zimun L'Peros is because there's no Kvius. And even Bepas, where there's Kvius for Bracha Rishona, where there's no Zimun, the Kvius is batel. Except if they're chayv and a Zimun. If so, then we could bring a Raya from Bracha Achrona to Bracha Rishona. So that's the Machlokas. To what degree could we learn from Bracha Achrona to Bracha Rishona? To what degree do we equate them? Now, this Machlokas, more or less, is tolui in the reason why we're mechalek between Bracha Rishon and Bracha Achrona. In other words, we have this very fundamental question. We've alluded to it many times. Now let's talk about it, right? We know that for Bracha Rishona, one person would be motzi, the other person if hasibu, right? So if Aaron and I eat together, right? Shulchan echad, mapa achas, we eat together, I can be and I should be motzi Aaron. Geshmak. But we shouldn't, we should each bench on our own, right? We know those two things are given. So now the shaila is why? Why is there a difference between Hamotzi and Birkas Hamazon? So there are a lot of answers in the Rishonim. Let's focus on four right now. First with Rashi. We've mentioned this Rashi. The answer for Rashi is there is no chiluk. Actually, I shouldn't be Motzi Aaron unless there's three of us. They're the same thing. If Aaron and I are eating together, just the two of us, I shouldn't be Motzi and Hamotzi. Why? Because we're not going to have a Zimun. We're not going to have, I shouldn't be Motzi and Hamotzi. Same level of pious is required for both. Great. But certainly we don't pass in that way. We show him, reject Rashi. Okay, so what's the answer? So if we look at Tosfos in Chulin, Kufav and Aleph, Tosfos, Dimas, Chavashimamina writes that the reason why we're Mechalik between Bracha Rishon and Bracha Achrona is because when it comes to Bracha Rishona, Kol Echad Marviach Ba'osa Bracha, She'idekein Mutar and Lechol. We all benefit from each other's bracha because what? Through the bracha, I'm allowed to eat. I'm allowed to be nana. So there's tziruf. But besof, shekvar achlu, we already finished eating, then there's no tziruf. In other words, what is Tosfos answering? You need tziruf for bracha rishona and bracha achrona equally. It just happens to be that there is tziruf for bracha rishona. There's no why? Because kol echad marviach al yidei bracha. There's no tziruf for bracha achrona. Oh, so according to that answer, right, that's great. That's like the Beis Yosef. That fundamentally, the requirement for Tziruf is equal in Bracha Rishon and Bracha Achrona. Great. Okay, let's go on. What other answers do we have? So Tosas on Brachos, Mem Hei Bet Aleph, Tosas Dima Maschel Im. His first answer is very similar. That the reason why one person, I could be Motzi Aaron in Hamotzi, even though there's just two of us, is because we're planning to eat together. But when it comes to Birkas HaMazon, once we finish eating, we're planning on separating. So you need the Kviyas is Batel. It's a very similar type, not the same answer as Tosfos and Chulin, but a similar type of answer, right? According to that answer, what are we saying? Is there equivalency between Birkas HaMazon, Bracha Rishon and Bracha Chona? Again, yes. For both of them, you need Kviyas to be Motzi each other, at least Lachatchila. For both of them, you need Kviyas Lachatchila. It just happens to be that there's kviyas at the beginning of the meal. There's no kviyas at the end of the meal. Geshmak. So according, that's also like the Beis Yosef. Tosfos and Brachos gives another answer. What's the chiluk between Bracha Rishon and Bracha Achrona? Birkas HaMazon is deraisa, so we have a higher requirement. In other words, even though there's tziruf, when they were masiv together, even though there is tziruf, but one person can't be motzi the other person since it's de'oraisa, unless they're chayav b'zimon. So here, in this answer, we're saying no. The level of tziruf required for ha-motzi for bracha rishona is much lower than the level of tziruf required for bracha achrona. Just because you have tziruf for bracha rishona, that's that type of kvios is insufficient for one person to be motzi in bracha achrona because it's de'oraisa. So now, according to this, what the Magen Avraham actually makes a lot of sense, right? That's what the Magen Avraham is assuming, that the level of kfiyos isn't the same for both of them, right? If you learn like that, even if the Rashba were to hold, for example, that b'di'eved, you could be motzi each other when there is kfiyos, but that's because l'chol apachos there's kfiyos. Nashen ken birkas ha-motzi, if there's no kfiyos at all, k'shelo hesibu, so what would the din be? In that case, there is no possibility, even b'di'eved, of being motzi each other. However, we know from the Rashba Tshuva, Dav Mem Beis, that he thinks we do extrapolate from Bracha Achrona, Bracha Rishona. That's exactly his kasha, right? The Rashba Mem Beis asks from Mem Hei to Mem Beis. So you see that the Rashba assumes like the Beis Yosef. So what the Beis Yosef says to be Medayik from the Rashba Tshuva, that he also like the Rokech within Rashba Shita is extremely mistaber. Oh. Are there other Rishonim that take a stance on this matter? The Meiri, Mem Beis, Amad Beis, learns like the Rashba and the Rokech, that if Kivnu Yachol Echad Lahotzi Es Chaveiro, even Kishalo Hasibu, we say Kol Echad Mevarech La'atzmo, he says that's when you're not miskaveh, So according to the Meiri, the Rokeach, the Rashba, at least as understood by the Beis Yosef, b'di'eved, one person can be moti another person, even though l'chatchila we require kfiyos. But now the Magen Avraham says that I think, besides, I don't even think the Rashba said it, but he says, certainly there are those who disagree with the Rashba. Who's that? The Rash. The Rash writes, avalim lo hisibu, afal gav dishomea ke'oneh. Vafilu amar amen lo yatza. Sounds like lo yatza. Even if he's niskaven latzes. Even though shomei kona. Right? Don't tell me he's not yotze because he didn't have kavana. That's true always. So even if he's kaven latzes lo yatza. That's the diuk of the Magen Avraham b'Das HaRash. Any other Rishonim who disagree? So we saw from the Ritva. The Ritva also learns like the Rosh. Now the Beis Yosef doesn't quote Shitas HaRosh. He doesn't quote Shitas HaRitva. They disagree with the Rosh ben Rokeach. And that's why he paskins in Shulchan Aruch, Sif, Yud, Gimel, that we're Mekel. That b'dievet it works. But the Magen Avraham, Sif, Katan, Chafres, says, I don't even know if the Rashba says it, but certainly you can't paskin this way. What about the Rosh? How do you forget about the Rosh? So Bekitzer, so far, what do we have? We have a machlokas, we'll call it, between the Rashba and the Rash. According to the Rashba, you're always Yotze B'dievet, even when there's no Tziruf. Anytime one person has in mind to be mostly another person in a brach, it always works. According to the Rash, not so fast. Not so fast. If there's no Tziruf, even with Kavana, you can't be mostly each other. That's the way the Magen Avraham seems to paskin. So even though the Rashba might agree that for Bracha Achrona one person can be Motzi another person, b'dieved, if there's Kfiyos, even without a Zimun, but for Bracha Rishona, no such thing. So if you look at the Gra, he's Miyashiv the Shulchan Aruch. He says, even if the Magen Avraham is right, that the Rash disagrees with the Rashba, but we paskin like the Rashba. And this is also the view of Rabbeinu Chananel. They're against the Rosh. The Rashi learns like the Rosh. So you have a big machlokas. Rosh and Rashi on the one hand. We could throw in a Ritva. On the other hand, we have Rashba, Rabbeinu Chananel, Rokeach, Meiri. Okay, how do we paskin? Like the Rashba. That's what the Gra says. Why do you pick that side? Why did he pick the Rashba over the Rash? Sounds like the answer is because according to those who disagree with the Rashba, that is the Gruk cites Rush and Rashi, you have to be mechalek between lo kava and makom she'en mezamnin, right? The Lashon of the Gruk is uledaitam, if you follow Rush and Rashi, tzarech lechalek bein below kava lemakom she'en mezamnin. What does he mean? Chor, what he means is that b'makom she'en mezamnin, you can be motzi one person another person, right? We know that because, again, Rav Yochanan says, shnaim she'achlu ke'achad, echad yotze b'brir chas chaveiro. So it's true, it's b'dieved, but we see it works. Now, even though we say mitzvah l'chalek. So what's he saying, basically? According to Rashi and Rash, you have to make a chiluk. You have to be mechalik between bracha rishon and bracha achrona, right? By bracha achrona, it doesn't work. B'di'eved. Sorry, by bracha rishona, yeah, it doesn't work. B'di'eved, even when there's no kfiyas. By bracha achrona, it does work. B'di'eved, when there's no kfiyas. That's what we have to say for Rashi and the Rash. It's much more glatt if you learn like the Rash, but you don't have to make such chilukim. In other words, again, what's going on? According to the Rush slash Magen Avraham school of thought, you have to be mechalik between bracha rishon and bracha achrona. According to the Rashba Mechaber school of thought, you don't have to be mechalik. What makes more sense? Makes more sense to say better if you don't have to be mechalik. Whoops. Then if you have to be mechalik, good, beautiful.
I mean, that's just a general approach that better to not be mechalik. I don't understand. I mean, if you had a good.
I don't know exactly what it means, but I think. Well, I shouldn't say. The Gra doesn't really tell you why he's paskening this way. So I'm making a shtickle deal. Uladaitam tsarchlach. That's the reason why he thinks we don't pass in that way. Now, yeah, the answer is that if you have one approach that has to say a ukimta and one where you don't, or one approach that has to say a chiluk, which isn't a pashat chiluk, and one you don't, so what's more glot? What's more glot is if you don't have to say a chiluk. Right? Is that a general rule? It's certainly an important factor in determining the halacha according to the Gra, which is if one mahalich is more glot and one is less glot, so we'll go with what's glot. Okay. Good. Now this is what I was saying before in a previous sif, that the machlokas between the Mishnah Brura and the Margavaram is a shtikal ishitasa. Right? Do we equate bracha rishona bracha chrona or don't? Okay, Einsham, you can look back. There's another mahalich I've just mentioned, Bekitzer, which is very interesting in the Aruch HaShulchan. Remember, so far we have two mahalichim, B'dasa Rashba, right? According to the Magen Avraham, the Rashba and the Rash agree. And we pass them like, obviously, the Rashba and the Rash. According to the Gra, it's a machlokes, we pass them like the Rashba. According to Aruch HaShulchan, it's the opposite of the Magen Avraham. Right? The Magen Avraham tried to say the Rashba really agreed to the Rash. Zakt Aruch HaShulchan, the Rash really agrees to the Rashba. The Rash really agrees to the Rashba. How could that be? It's Sif Chaf Zayin. He says that the Rash says it doesn't work b'diavad. That's Bistama. And there's no Kvias, so you're not Yotze b'diavad. But if they were, I'll read you the Lashon, Vani Omer. De'ein mizeh stira. There's no stira between the Rosh and the Rashba. De'vadai kainhu. V'zeh meforsh besugyas hashas. Fafak avdishomeh ka'oneh b'chol da'avar. Iseh b'yushalmi. De'zeh u'levad me'berkas ha'mazim v'odin la'moti. V'atam de'kev d'nena b'fnei atzmo. Sarach l'varech b'fnei atzmo. Im lo ha'iseh b'kviyos makom. Ach rabbeinu b'es yosef ma'ari b'hachana mefureshes. De'zeh u'atma v'kviyos makom. When I say, okay, both, you know, listen up, I'm going to be mechayev to be motzi in a bracha. And you have in mind, I hereby have in mind for you to be motzi in a bracha. So that's kvius, that's equivalent to kvius makom. It's a shtikal ukimta, right? I don't think it's the pashtas, but it has a maila, that pshat, because, in other words, kvius lebracha is like kvius lemakom. Now the maila, that pshat, if now it's not fair that the Beis Yosef didn't quote the Rosh, right? Because according to the Gain, the Beis Yosef, even if it makes sense to pass like the Rosh against the Rosh, but it's fair. So why did the Beis Yosef Chach say that, yeah, this is the view of the Rosh, but the Rosh disagrees and I'm going to pass like the Rosh? That's what the Gain did, right? The Beis Yosef didn't seem to think it was a machlokas. So if you learn like the Aruch HaShulchan, then maybe it's not. Okay.
I think also the was it Lech Chmudos or Madani Yantiv understands the Rosh that way as well. Like when he says Lo Yatza, he cites the Rokeach Davka over there and says Lo Yatza, meaning Im Lo Kivna.
Okay, very good. I didn't see that, or I don't remember that. So the Lechem Chmudos you're saying in the Lechem Chmudos also says that. Great. Okay.
I'll check. I'll send it to the chat.
Okay. There's much more to say on this, but we got to go on. So we'll skip a little bit. Let's skip to Sif Tezvav. Not skipping that much. Okay, Sif Tezvav. So to understand Sif Tezvav, what we really need to do is address a stira between two sugyos. Tosfos on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph has this stira. Psachim Kof Vav has this stira. The stira is as follows. That the Gemara in Bracho says, Eina mesubin rishayim litom, ad shiyatom ha-mivarech. And that means what? That who has to take the first bite? The mivarech. The sugya on Psachim Kovam and Aleph has a very nifty story about Rav Ashi, I think it was. Rav Ashi was invited to a certain town, and they were mechabed him with Kiddusha Rabbah. Ah, what a schus, to make Kiddush Shabbos day. We're here by mechaven you with the zuchus of making kiddush for everybody. And they called it Kiddusha Rabbah. So Rashi was a little confused. Why? Because Kiddusha Rabbah sounds like it's a very long kiddush. But the kiddush during the day is nothing more than a bari priya gafen. It's true we say psukim beforehand to embellish it, but really anything you say before the bari priya gafen isn't really part of Kiddush. So Kiddush is merely a bari priya gafen. So why did they call it Kiddush Rabba? So Ravashi realized there's one of two possibilities. Either it's literally Kiddush Rabba. In other words, this town holds that you say Kiddush, the Friday night Kiddush, also Shabbos day. You say Kiddush twice. Or option B is a joke. It's a joke. When they call it Kiddush Rabba, it's an exaggeration. Really, it's tiny little Kiddush. All it is a bari priya gafen. So they call it Kiddush Rabba because it's just a small Kiddush. So what was Ravashi to do? I guess he could have asked. But Chacham Ein of the Rosho, he came up with a brilliant solution. He's going to do a little bit of chazanus. He said a very long Kiddush, Boire Pri Hagafen. And then there's this old man, and he starts drinking. And he says, ah, I see from here that it's just a joke. Kiddush Rabba just means Boire Pri Hagafen. And then he drank. Now, obviously, this old man started drinking when? So let's even assume he waited till after Kiddush was over. And even after they answered Amen, because we know that. But certainly, he was drinking before Ravashi. Certainly, he was drinking before Ravashi. So what do you see? That the Mesubim, that the Shomim, don't have to wait for the Mevarich to drink. They could jump the gun. So that's a stira, because again, source number one, Brachos Mem Zayin Amud Aleph says, Eina Mesubim Rishayim Latom Ad Shiyatom HaMevarich. So that's the stira. So there are a number of answers in Rishonim, and we'll mention four answers, because we need to know these four answers to understand the Shulchan Aruch over here and in the next couple of Seifim. Answer number one, Tosus and Brachos says, is that there's a chiluk between achila and shtia. When it comes to achila, then you have to wait until the mevarich eats. When it comes to shtia, you don't have to wait. Not clear why that should make any difference. If you look at Tosus in Psachim, he has a similar answer, but he explains it. Could be that this is what Tosus and Brachos means, though I'm not sure. There, Tosus gives the following answer. It says it's a difference between Kiddush and Hamotzi. Why should there be a difference? So we're going to see in Sif Yud Tes that there's a very big difference. Sorry, Sif Yud Ches. Or Sif Chaf. Sorry, Sif Chaf. That there's a very big difference. What's the difference? Because Kiddush is a mandatory bracha, and Hamotzi isn't mandatory. You don't really have to make a chamotzi. Now, what do you mean? Of course you have to eat Sudas Pas and Shabbos. We'll talk about this later, but the kids are, you don't really, because if a person is not hungry, if it's not going to be pleasurable for them to eat a meal with bread, then they don't have to do it. It's not niskan letzar. It's a kiyum of oineg. So if it's going to be tzar for you to eat bread, you're potter from Sudas Shabbos. Whereas Kiddush is mandatory. So what difference does that make? So therefore, it makes the following difference. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that for Kiddush, yatzah motzi. For Kiddush, even if I already made Kiddush, I could make Kiddush for you. Why? Because it's like a birkas mitzvah. There's arvus, yatzah motzi. Whereas when it comes to hamotzi, since it's not strictly speaking obligatory, so it's like a regular birkas hananin, and therefore we don't say yatzah motzi. So Tosfos is saying, well, if I could be motzi and kiddush without even having made kiddush already, so mistama you could drink before me, right? I don't even need to drink at all probably. So you don't have to wait for me for kiddush. It's obligatory, and we say that the Shulchan Aruch paskins. So this is a machlokas. This is the Beis Yosef notes. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins, we paskin that way. Bain by kiddush Friday night. Bain by kiddush Shabbos day. So therefore, I could be motzi you in Kiddush, and there's no reason why you can't drink before me. But when it comes to motzi, no. I could only be motzi you and motzi if I'm going to eat, and therefore I have to eat before you. Otherwise, it's similar to being motzi you and motzi when I'm not even eating at all. So therefore, when it comes to motzi, you have to wait for me. So now it's a beautiful, there's no stir at all. The Gemara in Brachos is talking about motzi. the Gemara in Pesachim is talking about Kiddush. When it comes to Kiddush, you don't have to wait. When it comes to Hamotzi, you do have to wait. Beautiful. So that's answer number one. Answer number two is, now you always have to wait. The Saba was a very clever Saba, just like Ravashi was very clever. The Saba knew that Ravashi had no clue what to do, right? That's why he's doing all this chazanis at the end of the Priya Gathen. So he wanted to help him out. So he didn't actually drink. He pretended to drink. He went like this, right? He put the cup to his mouth. Oh, now Ravashi figured out the chap, and he was able to drink. But who drank first? Ravashi, right? So according to the first answer of Tosfos, usually the Mivarich has to drink first. Kiddush is an exception. According to the second answer of Tosfos, always the Mivarich has to drink first. No exceptions. Then we have the third answer of Tosfos. Third answer of Tosfos is based off of Yerushalmi. That there's a difference between whether everybody has their own kos or not. In the case of the story with Ravashi, the case of the story in Pesachim, it's pretty clear everybody had their own cup of wine, right? That's why the Saba was able to start drinking before Ravashi, because he had his own cup of wine. In the case where everybody has their own cup of wine, or for that matter, their own bread, so then when the Baruch makes the bracha, everybody's yotze with his bracha, they can start eating before him. But if only the Mevarich has bread, so he's not just being mochi them in a bracha, then the Mevarich has to eat first or drink first. So again, according to this answer, there's also no difference between Kiddush and everything else. It depends if everybody has their own bread. So let's say by Kiddush, right? By Kiddush, when you have a big crowd, the best eitzah, I think, this is what we do, is everybody gets their own cup of wine and holds their own cup of wine for Kiddush, right? Otherwise, by the time you give it out, you know, everybody's talking, it's a mess. It takes a long time. So everybody has their own cup of wine. So yeah, there's no problem if they drink before me. They're quicker to the draw, no problem, right? Mashenkin by Hamotzi. I can't let them eat before me unless each one of them has their own bread in front of them, or in a Shabbos, each one has their own Lacha Mishnah in front of them. Okay, that's answer number three in Tosfos.
How much wine does everyone eat in front of them?
Oh, it's an interesting Shaila. You're saying maybe they should each need a Revias, so they don't. They don't. It's a good question. For now, we're not going to get into why. Finally, answer number four is the Sar Mikutzi. The Sar Mikutzi says that, no, the Shomim could always eat or drink before the Mevarich. Bein Bahamotzi, Bein Kiddush. Right? The opposite of answer number one and two. Always the Shomim could have first. What does the Gemara mean in Brachos when it says that they can't jump the gun? It means that it's not good manners. They shouldn't be makdim livtsoa min apasha bata mevarech until he ate from it. But let's say he gave out to everybody, it would be okay for them to eat first. In other words, if I make hamotzi for everybody, I cut up the bread, I give everybody their bread, and one of the people who gets the bread eats before I have a chance to eat my bread, no problem. That's what the Sar Mikutzi says. Good. So we have four answers to this question. How do we paskin? Shulchan Aruch paskins like answer number three, based off of Yerushalmi. It depends. They're allowed to jump the gun if everybody has their own thing. But if not everybody has their own thing, bein b'kiddush, bein b'motzi, they have to wait for the mivarich. Good. So we paskin like that middle answer, answer number three. Not the stringent answers of one and two, not the lenient answer of four, but the middle answer based off of the Yerushalmi. Good. So therefore what? Therefore, the Shomim have to wait for me if they don't have their own cup or their own bread. Now, the Taz writes that another nafka mina is legabe chaluka. What does that mean? That is it right for me to distribute the bread before I eat it? Now, I'm going to make sure that I'm first because I'm the botze, right? So I'm going to go first. But I want to, you know, it's sort of a little rude to start eating before everybody else has bread. So what do I want to do? I want to give out the bread to everybody, and then I'll take my bite, and after I take my bite, they'll eat theirs. Is that okay? Says the Taz, it depends. If you hold like the Sar Mikutzi, it's perfectly fine. But if you hold like the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, you reject the Sar Mikutzi, that's a hefsek. Why is it hefsek? Because there's no reason for me to distribute the bread before I eat, because anyway, I have to eat first. So that's a needless, unnecessary half-sake. And therefore, says the Taz, if you paskin like answer three, Tosfos based off of the Yerushalmi, then the Botzeah should first eat before he hands out the bread. That's the psak of the Taz. However, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin that way. The Shulchan Aruch says the Ramah. The Ramah says that it's okay to hand out the bread before. You have to be careful that they don't eat before you, but assuming that they're not going to eat before you, they know the halacha, they have to wait for you to eat before they eat, it's okay. In other words, even according to answer number three of Tosfos, it's okay to do this. Why? Why should it be okay? Isn't it a hefsek? What happened to the Taz's theory? So take a look at the Magen Avraham, who addresses this. The Magen Avraham says, Shiochahu, Behem Yam Tinu Ad Shiochahu. Well, the Magen Avraham didn't really explain. But the Pshat L'chore is that this, we paskin that anything that's minyan hasu'uda isn't hafzik, this is minyan hasu'uda. And even if you say, okay, that's b'di'avid, but this is why we're saying it's mutter to do this l'chatchila. L'chore, the answer is that it's mutter to do it l'chatchila because it's manners. It does relate even to the bracha. In other words, what's the reason why I want to pass it out before I eat it myself? Because it's rude to start eating before I pass it out. And anyway, and therefore it's going to be mutter mikradin. That's the way we paskin. That it's mutter, like the Ramah against the Taz. However, it's still a bad idea, even if you think we don't accept the Taz. Why? Because not everybody's going to know the halacha that they have to wait for the mevarich to eat. They might get their bread and start eating right away. They don't know they have to wait for the mevarich to eat. So it's a good idea for the mevarich to eat before he starts passing it around. It might also be a good idea just to be able to say the opinion of the Taz. He makes a good case as well. But even beyond that, it's a good idea so as to make sure that people don't mess up. Okay, so according, if we don't accept the Taz, that's not a nafkamina. But there's also a nafkamina to the Shaila in Sif Yud Zayin. What do we say in Sif Yud Zayin? So again, the Gemara says the following later on in Daf Mem Zayin and Aleph. Habotzei haposhe yadav tchila litvo pito beka'ara. So the person who is botzeya, he gets to eat first from the chora, this is what it means, from the pas al yadei tibul, right? He eats first from the... We call litvo pito bakara because the pas is eaten betibul because they used to dip their bread in the salt or whatever liftan they were using. So who eats first? The botzeya. But then the Gemara says, v'mbalachlo kavod l'rabo rishai. But if he wants to give kavod to his rabbi, he may do so. So the Sar Mikutzi says, this is a tremendous raya for me. Why? Shows you that there's not a halacha that the mevarich has to go first. So even though let's say the Baal HaBayis is the one being botzeya, why would the Baal HaBayis not be mechabed his rabbi? Because we know mitzvah be Baal HaBayis kedei sheyitin bayim yafeh. So even though you should be mechabed your rabbi with a bracha, generally speaking, if you're the Baal HaBayis, for hamotzi, you shouldn't be mechabed your rabbi because he might be reluctant to give out big pieces because it's not his bread after all. So you're the Baal HaBayis, you can be generous. So you're going to make the hamotzi, but the Gemara sounds like you could be mechabed him to take first, right? You made your hamotzi, you cut the bread, very lovely, and you say, Rebbe, without maybe you don't say the words, it's ideally you shouldn't talk now, but you hand over the platter of challah and you give him the chance to take first, right? So Sar Mikutzi says that's geshmak. According to me, it's pashut. Why that's mutter? But if you learn like Taisus, it's shver. Because here, l'chor, we're talking about a case where only the botzeya has bread. It's not like everybody has it in front of him. So that means the botzeya has to come first. So why is it mutter? So Taisus writes, v'yesh l'farish, that we're not talking about the bread. What are we talking about? Other things. We're talking about the chicken, chvesnisht, right? You want to get eaten now. Well, what's the chiddush that you could give your rebbe to make from the chicken first? Why would I have thought otherwise? Maybe the pshat is that remember we saw from the Mishnah and Brachos that usually we say if one person is mechubed with a bracha, with a kavod, he gets the one subsequently. Like we said that by mugmar, right? It's a double kavod. So too over here, we would really, the person who's botzei hanapas also gets first dibs on the chicken, right? But if he wants to be mechubed his rebbe, he could do it. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch always says in Sif Yad Zayin. Habotzei aposhe yadu tchila l'ka'ara l'achol. It's not talking about the bread. It's l'ka'ara. It's the food plate, it's the chicken. However, imbalach l'kavoid l'misha gadol mimenu rishai. If he wants to mechabit his rebbe, he could do that. Geshmak. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. As opposed to the Samikutzi, he would say we're talking about the bread. Now, if you look at the Gain, he points out that the answer, this answer is shver, especially from the Yerushalmi. It doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. It sounds like we're talking about bread, right? But the Samikutzi is also shver, and it also sounds he's arrived from the Yerushalmi against the Samikutzi. Is there any other option? So you look at the Rambam, Perek Zayin, Halacha Hei, and the Kesef Mishnah over there. We don't have time to elaborate, but Ayin Sham. There's a third option, which is according to the Rambam, even though he doesn't accept the Samikutzi, if you want to be Mechabed your Rebbe, to eat first, harishus biyado. Otherwise, it's aser. In other words, a middle pshat, that's the way the Rambam learns, and the Gras says that's the correct pshat. Okay, we're very, very late. Let's talk a little bit about Sif Yud Tes. Or should we just stop here and talk about this next time? We'll stop here and talk about this next time. I don't want to torture you more. Okay, what are we going to talk about next time? So next time, Tuesday, Ba'aleinu L'Toyva, we're going to start Simen Kuf Samchas. But before then, we're a finish up Sif Yud Tes and Chaf. What's interesting about Sif Yud Ches, you have to learn the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chaf Tes on the base. It's an amazing sugya, including very fundamental yesoidos about the mitzvah of chinuch, right? What does this have to do with chinuch? Chinuch over here? Yeah. So first of all, there's a very famous discussion in the Rishonim about what does chinuch have to be done in a way that would be kosher for an adult. For example, there's a very famous ritva in Sukkah. The ritva in Sukkah is medayek from Helene Amalka. This is on Daf Beis on the base. The Gemara assumes that Helene had children, and even though they were only little kids, they would not have eaten in a Sukkah that was pasul. So we could be medayek, the Gemara initially says, from the fact that Helene Amalka's Sukkah was so tall that a sukkah that's so tall is kosher. The Gemara deflects the rayas, ayin shah. But the point is, says the Ritva, you see from there, that a kid, chinuch, doesn't, maybe you would think that chinuch, it doesn't matter if it's kosher or not, right? The point is education. The classical example of this is, let's say you have a lemon, but it looks like an esrog. It's a morkov. So you give the kid the lemon, right? Why should I spend all this money on a kosher esrog? Just give him a lemon. Right? He won't know better. And it's chinuch anyway. So the answer is, according to the Ritva, you can't, right? Or you can't even lend your kid your esrog on the first day because Shoel is potter. Okay? So that's one view. One view. Not all Rishonim agree. But what does this relate to us? The Sugya in Rosh Hashanah. Very interesting halacha in Rosh Hashanah over there that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about over here. You know what? You know what the halacha is? Let's say I have a kid. And I'm not in the mood to eat now, right? I feed the kids supper at 5 p.m. and I eat with my wife later at 7 p.m. after bedtime. But they're eating now. And so I am allowed to make hamotzi for them, even though I'm not eating. Like a birkas mitzvah, that's hamotzi. But it's for kids. Why am I allowed to do that? Why am I allowed to do that? Be motzi them. What does that teach me about mitzvahs chinuch? What does that teach me about the general mitzvahs chinuch? Maybe it's teaching me the general halacha. You're allowed to teach kids. When you teach kids brachos, you don't have to say Hashem and then get them all confused. You could use the Shem Hashem. That's true as well. But that's not just what we're saying over here. We're saying here something even further. We're saying that you can be motzi them in a bracha, even though you're not eating, but only for chinuch. And then a Beis Yosef declares, even only your own kids or other kids as well. He paskins other kids as well, but it's a machlokas also. So Sif Yud Tes is all about chinuch. And it relates to how to understand chinuch l'shos on Yom Kippur and many, many other things. It relates to chinuch for girls. a lot of interesting shilas all come up in Sif Yotah. So we'll talk about that a little bit. We'll try not to overdo it. Be'ezras Hashem. And then Sif Chaf is also a fascinating shila. Also based off of that same Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which is the idea that you could be motzi somebody else when it's a mitzvah. We see the Gemara's example are Kiddush and Matzah. And then we have a couple of questionable cases. What about Kiddush Shabbos Day? Is that like Kiddush Friday night or not? That might, it's Machlokas Rishonim. That might be a shayla about the nature of Kiddush Shabbos Day. Is it really Kiddush or not? And another shayla is, why can't you be motzi each other in Hamotzi? After all, Hamotzi is also a mitzvah. Now, I told you before, you don't really have to make Hamotzi on Shabbos because if you're not in a mood, you don't have to eat. But that's not so simple because we all know what's the halacha if you forget to say Ritzei on Shabbos. What's the din? You repeat Betrik. So you see, it's mandatory, right? And whereas in Rosh Chodesh, you don't. Even in Rosh Chodesh, you have to eat. Since you don't have to eat, you can't fast in Rosh Chodesh, but since you don't have to eat pas, so you don't repeat benching if you forget Yalav Yavo. But you do repeat benching if you forgot Ritzei. Why? It's a chiv to eat pas. Once it's a chiv to eat pas, then why can't there be motzi and hamotzi? Why isn't it like matzah? Why isn't it like kiddush? So Magen Avraham gives one answer. Other achronim give different answers. That comes up all in Sif Chaf. Very interesting halacha. And then the Rama, very interesting din in Sif, the very end of the halacha, which we maybe we'll discuss also. So there's still a little left to do in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, which we'll do Tuesday. But at the very least, try to get started in Simen Kuf Samach Ches. Okay. Shkayach.